don't have some of the other divisions as well, some of the law enforcement, security, and so on. So they lean on partners, partner agencies, and, of course, emergency managers, one. And I am the lucky or unlucky person that gets to be Tom L. And put the plan together. The plan says, simply, that communications will be handled like they normally are handled, through telephone on the verbal side, either wired or wireless phones, and on the written side, it will be either email or through some software that the health department and emergency managers have called Web EOC. Pretty boring stuff so far, right? I'll get to the ham radio part here in just a second. Because we always have to plan for things not working. You know, if someone attempts to attack us with a health thing, they very well may attack our infrastructure as well. And perhaps the phone system will be down, or perhaps the internet will be down. Denial of attack services, that sort of thing. Using denial of service attack. So we have backups. The first backup on local sites. Backup minute. Did I mention that we have to provide communications at like 8 or 9 different locations? Medicine dispensing sites, the area command, and then they have to talk to a couple of command centers, one in Duncan, one in Oklahoma City, and then the state health department at a different location in Oklahoma City. So backup plan is to use radio, and we'll use the trunk radio system that the public safety folks have. It does stretch in all of those counties, either on the digital or on the analog side. But gosh, what if it is down, which could happen too. And therein lies the interest of to this group, because the third means of communication is via amateur radio. In particular, we've identified the 145410 emergency management repeater in Oklahoma City, which can be linked up to the 145045, I think it is, in Surreal, that we use for Weather Watch. Also to the, and I'm going to get this one wrong because I don't have my notes in front of me, I believe it's 147675, it's down in Ardmore, down the mountain, somewhere down that way. I may have that one wrong, but I do have it right in my head. Anyway, so amateur radio is a possible backup, and if that were to be the case, ARIES would definitely be activated, and it states so in the plan. It also mentions the club. So if you are interested in that sort of thing, you might talk to Rodney a little bit, UZA. He's a health employee over there. You might want to talk to me. You know, I'm supposedly the COM-L for this deal. And I imagine Aubrey will also be knowledgeable of that. I believe he was part of this plan back before he retired. So at this time, any questions concerning the MASS plan or UZA? Did I all screw it up?
To me, we might also talk, well, I better not talk about that. That's a big secret, so I better not talk about that. Anyway, KF5, UZA clear.
Tell us the secret.
Okay, thank you, Rodney. And HZR, go ahead.
Is there a drill component that is going along with this, a test or a drill?
There are some local exercises occasionally. The health department does, the lead person on this, the health department, is a physician called their local emergency response coordinator, I believe, LERC or ALERC. He and I did some testing on the Oakwind side of things about a week ago to ensure that the digital towers, the P25 digital towers on the system that are in the Garvin and Murray County and perhaps over in the south end of Grady County, all will interface seamlessly with the analog towers that are up this way and over in Chickasha, and they do. We were very pleased with that. There's been some tests that get conducted on a monthly basis on the emergency management side, and we do typically use amateur radio PAS, at least to talk EOC to EOC. So we have talked on the Ardmore machine out of my EOC. I have no idea what the handhelds will do. Probably well with the locations that we have. So there's been some tests. There's been not tests, including non-EM or health personnel that I'm aware of at this point. Certainly could do that.
Roger, roger. Thanks.
Maybe that might be a good drill for this year's simulated emergency test.
Uh-huh. Ding, ding.
Okay. Any further comments, questions concerning the MIPS and amateur radio side? Yeah, very good. I did forget to mention the big meeting Thursday is the Centers for Disease Control will be coming in and looking over our plan. We'll present all of the plan as it relates to receiving the assets from the National Strategic National Stockpile, which is medicines and that sort of thing, and the transportation and the warehousing, and then how we're going to get them to the dispensing sites. And, somewhere in there will be the comms, so I'll be presenting that to the CDC folks and then some other stuff. So it's pretty involved stuff, pretty deep in the weeds planning, but amateur radio is certainly an important part of that, and I wanted to make sure that us Aries folks we're aware of that because, you know, hopefully we don't get used all that much. So, you know, please don't feel underappreciated because those in public safety do appreciate the role of amateur radio very much. I'd also mention very quickly there was a meeting last week of the statewide communications unit leader folks in Oklahoma. Actually, it was at my place in Moore. And as part of that, we were discussing training and the upcoming class that we're going to have for COMELS, which is the public safety side. And we may or may not have a class for communication unit technicians. And then I asked the magic question, when we'll be having an OXCOM class. I know that some on the frequency have been to that class before. It's a very intense 2.5 day over the weekend, which has more to do with how we manage emergencies and where radio fits into that more than how to use your radio. I am a state qualified trainer for that class, and I've been asked to take the lead on setting that up. I've got to find another instructor because it takes two of us, or at least two of us. And also then we'll have to come up with some dates that work for that. But if you're interested in the OXCOM class, just stay tuned. As soon as we get one set, I will let you know, or somebody will let you know, and you can get signed up for that if you are so interested. Those lines, if you're interested in that sort of thing and you have not taken the independent study class of ICF 100, which is an introduction to all of the incident command system, national incident management system, my suggestion is you do so. In fact, if you're participating in ARIES, you should be doing that. Those classes are found on FEMA's website at training.fema.gov. If you've got further questions, let me know at some point. All right, enough of that. Do we have any other additional late or missed check-ins? If so, your call sign and your name to net control at this time.
AE5L, Al. KF5VMJ, Elliot.
Okay, acknowledging AE5L, Al. Good evening, sir. And KF5VMJ, Elliot. Good evening to you as well, sir. Do we have any other additional late or missed check-ins? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, at this time, I would like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of this repeater. JARS meets on the second Saturday of every month, normally at Fire Station Number 7, at 9:30 a.m. with fellowship beginning prior to that, roughly about 9 with coffee and donuts. The second Saturday of this month happens to be this coming Saturday, again at Fire Station 7 on North Campus, and program will be, after the club meeting, will be on operating DMR. More stars, or more information on stars and the club's activities may be found online at www.w5nor.org or by contacting one of the many stars members that regularly monitor this frequency. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation in tonight's ArriesNet. My unofficial count before I go back and fix the database has either 38 or 39 by my count. We'll see how close that is to being really correct. Remember, during emergencies, please monitor this repeater for emergency traffic and possible Aries activation. Our net is now concluded. The STARS 147060 repeater is returned to regular amateur use. This is WX5MOR 73s, and good evening.
Thank you for doing the net, Galen.
I think that was Gary, and so I appreciate you filling in for me last week while I had certain going on.
Well, we have to do that sometimes. Some people have supplied for me when necessary, and I appreciate that as well. Hey, when I keyed up a while ago, I was listening on 147.06, but I was certainly not transmitting on anything near functional. So I was talking to you. You just weren't listening. We're in the right place.
Yeah, whoops on me, I guess. And, you know, that's why we do this weekly.
I've got to drag my memory writing program from my 897 out of the old graveyard dead computer and put it on the new one and do a little configurating over on this thing. So anyway, good net. Thank you. WB5UO.
Happy software installation. WX5MOR. And HZR, are you still around?
More round than I would care to admit to.
I resemble that remark. DMR question for you. Been debating the purchase of a DMR mobile, looking maybe at one of the TYT models. My question is, are those also programmable for Part 90? I've got that. Yeah, Part 90 operations. For some of the other activities that I do.
You know, that's a very good question, and I don't know specifically. I've looked at the software, and it all is pretty limited, but I'm sure the nefarious crowd has a good answer to that, and I will have that answer for Saturday for sure. But I know the Motorolas are really wide. But I would. The only thing I would suggest is there are VHF, UHF, FM, and DMR combinations out there. I would make sure you grab one of those as you're grabbing them. And then I don't know about out of band. That's a good question.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe you tripped across that somewhere in the past. And unfortunately, I will not get to see you guys Saturday. What Jeff and I were talking about earlier is that Saturday morning is also the Special Olympics area track meet at Norman High School, and the REACT crew, which is me and Jeff and several others, have supported those folks with communications now for, gosh, since I was in college, so 30, 35, 40 years, and we will be out there with our equipment and supporting their communications needs as well this weekend.
Well, good on you. That's always a fun event, and I'm glad you're doing it. Appreciate that effort. But I will find that answer and send it to you then, since I know you're not going to be there. hadn't even thought about out-of-band stuff. I know that Mr. White has done some research on some of that stuff for the stuff he supports. So if you're needing something quick, I would give KJ7EFF a contact and see what he has to report. Thanks, man. Great net. Beautiful night if you did the weather. Thanks.
Good deal. Everybody have fun at the meeting, and I'll be there in spirit, but I'll be running my tail off at the high school, following kids as they participate in the Special Olympics track meet. What a great deal. I wonder if I'll see your niece there. If so, we'll say hi to her as well. WX5MR.
Did you get that email about tables today? Do I need to forward that to somebody, or did everybody get that?
My order, and it worked, but I'll go look at tables. So I did order two tables. Yeah, I ordered two tables for Scar, so, forward it my way if it's convenient. If it's, it's already come to me, I'll go look at it when I get back inside.
Roger, Roger, KF5UZA clear.
Donka Donka, KF5UZA from M5HZR.
KD5QID from WX5MR. Nothing hurt WX5MR.
KD5DIQ is this frequency in use. And nothing hurt. QST, QST, QST. Attention all amateur radio operators. Hello everyone, this is Chris, KC5PIQ, your alternate host to the Gossip Net. The Gossip Net is a friendly net that takes us out of the technical and into the social side of amateur radio. Welcome everyone. I would like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater and to invite everybody to support SCARS by joining the club. You can visit the club's website at 55nor.org. In the event of emergency traffic, please call net control using the phrase brake brake or brake emergency, and we will assist you at that time. We are currently doing two rounds. The first round is a roll call only. Then the second round is where you can take your time and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Talk about your day, talk about your pets, whatever you would like. Just don't time out the repeater, because you will be awarded the Golden Thumb Award. Or, better yet, toss out those timeout timers, and we'll get you the Golden Thumb Award trophy there presented to you. All right. For those of you that would like to check in but would not like to talk about your day, you are most welcome to do so. We'll start with the roll call of the regulars and then check to see if anybody else would like to check in, so don't be shy. With that said, we'll...